Federal judges have ruled that the Trump administration has unlawfully appointed 5 U.S. attorneys across the country. WHYY's Chris Barish reports that Delaware's senior senator suspects his state's post also was filled unlawfully.
Julianne Murray is a Trump loyalist who was Delaware's Republican Party chair in July when U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi named her the state's chief federal law enforcement officer on a 120-day interim basis. But President Trump never nominated her for the post that requires Senate approval. With Murray's tenure about to expire this month, the state's federal judges decided not to give her the job. But then Bondi made Murray the acting U.S. attorney for 210 more days.
The maneuver by the Department of Justice and the White House of switching Murray from interim U.S. attorney to quote-unquote acting U.S. attorney to buy her another 210 days of service is frankly meant to circumvent both the Senate blue slip process and home state senators and is probably illegal. That exact same move has been found unlawful in both New Jersey and Nevada.
That's Democratic U.S. Senator Chris Coons. The so-called blue slip is the informal mechanism that permits each state's 2 U.S. senators to weigh in on nominations for their state's U.S. attorney's job. Coons said he and fellow Democratic Senator Lisa Blunt Rochester interviewed Murray but found her qualifications lacking. She'd never been a prosecutor before July.
I am committed to working with the White House to find a candidate that I can support and Senator Blunt Rochester can support and that the White House can sign off on. But regrettably, Julianne Murray is not that candidate.
The Justice Department would not comment on Murray's status. Other Bondi appointments have been ruled unlawful in California, New Mexico, and Virginia. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.